Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. I'm Bushnell here as we continue to encourage one another to be reading God's Word. And I pray that this has been beneficial to you. And also to give a shout out to a different podcast because they had me on it, which was pretty cool. So my daughter, Olivia, and her friend, JC, have a podcast called Midwest Buzz. And I was on it, I think that dropped on Monday. So if you find the podcast Midwest Buzz and you find April 15th, then you can find the one I was on. Talked about relationships and dating and things like that. So we had some fun. I think you can actually watch it on YouTube, something you cannot do with my podcast. So there you go. And then I want to give another shout out to another daughter of mine who just had a birthday yesterday. Emma, happy birthday. And I don't know how often you actually listen to this, but maybe you'll listen to this one because I'm giving you a shout out. Although I'm giving you a shout out on a day that I am reading Judges chapter 9, the very beginning of it, which is really some pretty wicked stuff. And we'll jump into that. But Emma, happy birthday. So now let's jump into what's going on here in chapter 9 of Judges. We have Gideon's son, one of his sons. Remember, Gideon has many wives. We don't even know how many, but he has 70 plus sons, of which Abimelech is one of them. And so let's jump in here and see what happens to Gideon's legacy, if you will. Now, Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, that's Gideon, went to Shechem, to his mother's relatives, and said to them and to the whole clan of his mother's family, say in the ears of all the leaders of Shechem, which is better for you, that all 70 of the sons of Jerubbaal rule over you, or that one rule over you? Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And his mother's relatives spoke all these words on his behalf in the ears of all the leaders of Shechem. And their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, he is our brother. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal Berith, with which Abimelech hired worthless and reckless fellows who followed him. And he went to his father's house at Ophrah and killed his brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal, 70 men on one stone. But Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. And all the leaders of Shechem came together, and all Beth Millo, and they went and made Abimelech king by the oak of the pillar at Shechem. And we'll stop there at the end of verse 6. So this is lovely. What a family. Here's the Many of these brothers might have been half-brothers. They obviously all weren't from the same mother. They just all had the same father. And Abimelech's mother was obviously from Shechem and potentially the only one from there, but we don't really know that. But we do know that he was very good at getting the people behind him because the people wanted a king. And that's something to recognize about God's people and about us. We always seem to want a leader other than God. And God is always very patient with us. But here we have some incredible violence happening. 70 of his own brothers he's going to have killed. It says on the same stone. And he's going to make himself king. I mean, the people make him king, but they were so desperate for a king, and he knew it, Abimelech knew it, and he takes advantage of it. And you think about today, about the church of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who died and paid for our sins, bought us with his own blood. And yet we chase after other idols, and we chase after other leaders, and we worship people who are, you know, athletic or can sing or even can preach or whatever it might be, or make a lot of money. And we wonder why we seem so empty inside. lower, not all that different than Abimelech, I guess, and all the people who search him, and maybe even Abimelech's brothers. But here's Gideon's heritage. He's ruled, there's been peace, and now he's dead, and so are 70 of his sons, just like that. I would say that these are some of the consequences of Gideon's own life, of his not raising up godly offspring, and his lust for some of the things of the world, including this ephod that he had made so that he can look like, anyways, he consulted God all the time, because that's what the ephod was for, but it was to be at the tent of meeting that was to be worn by the priest when he went into the Holy of Holies that one day a year. So shame on you, Gideon. Look what you raised and look what happened. And so we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to what we're doing and how we're raising our children, how we're discipling one another, and that we don't get sidetracked by things of this world, by whatever, entertainment, by politics, by all these other things that can quickly distract us and get us off of the main focus, which needs to be God. We need to be God-centered, Christ-exalted, exulting, missions-minded, Bible-saturated, justice-pursuing disciples of Jesus Christ. And the only way to be all that is to continue to be in God's Word, to be in fellowship with other like-minded believers, and to be challenging one another. So I pray that you would be challenged today, even in the midst of this horrific story. And it's going to continue on. There's the whole chapter is on Abimelech and his eventual downfall. So not that he's really gone up anywhere, right? He's just promoted himself as king by killing 70 of his own family. And we'll see how this all ends up. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you soon.